So you want to play Dungeons & Dragons? Welcome back, everybody. My name's David Perkey, or Elias Arwell, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to you about something very close to my heart. It is about Dungeons & Dragons, and so it certainly fits within the realm of this podcast, but I planned for this this So You Want to Play Dungeons & Dragons series to be about what role-playing games are and why you should play them and to help you begin to play them. So I have certainly, hopefully, partially accomplished that mission, even for a couple people. And building an audience often comes with a very small audience to start out with, and that's okay. But I need to express myself about this game and about a lot of things. And everybody does. I'm not unique in that way. Everybody has something that they need to express. One of the things that's very close to my heart is Dungeons & Dragons, a game, an avenue of entertainment. But for many, including myself, it's so much more. And I'm not the first person to talk about this. I'm not the last person who will talk about this. But this is my moment. And for the few people that will listen to this and maybe, you know, 20 years later when I am a bit more well-known, people will come back to this and say, ha-ha, listen to this nerd. I needed to express myself in this arena. Dungeons & Dragons is a fascinating game. You get to play make-believe. You get to go back to when you were a kid and you were, you know, the noble knight who was fighting the dragon and making complicated moral decisions as another character without real-world consequences, but you got to experience those things. So Dungeons & Dragons is native to all of us because it is that make-believe imaginative experience. Many people had that. Most did, in fact. Some people aren't wired that way. That's totally great. There are other ways for them to express themselves, and that is okay, too. Every human is different. But for me, Dungeons & Dragons is so much more than just a game. It certainly involves sitting around and talking to your friends and laughing at hilarity and silliness and idiocy. Absolutely. That's a huge part of it. But being able to sit down at a table and fully embrace a world of make-believe with your friends transcends any other experience I know. You get the opportunity to express yourself without societal limits. Now, what do I mean that by that? I don't mean you get the opportunity to be a jerk and you get the opportunity to just be an awful person without consequences. That's not, certainly people use it that way. People abuse every system in the world of every avenue of entertainment and enjoyment. But you get to express fears, doubts, concerns. You get to express them all and work through them as an imaginary character in a safe space with people that you trust who are societally allowed, socially allowed, there we go, to feed into that and to express back and to take care of you. That's why when you play Dungeons & Dragons with a group, that group becomes closer. That group becomes family, found family. Because to a deeper extent than most of society, they know you. They know what your fears are. They know what makes you excited. They know what makes you feel pride in yourself, that healthy pride of, I accomplished something. It's so hard to explain Dungeons & Dragons to somebody who's never played, and I don't think you can. It's the same thing as when you're an actor and you try to explain the joys of inhabiting another character fully. You If somebody hasn't experienced it, there is a wall. And that wall can be broken to a certain extent, but I mean, until you fly on an airplane, you don't know what that feels like. Until you swim underwater for the first time, you don't know what that feeling is. You just don't. Dungeons & Dragons has allowed millions of people, I would dare to say, to step into their imagination, laugh, play, love, but also face tough decisions and overcome challenging situations and scary situations as a team, which, when you realize how successful Dungeons & Dragons is, should really clue us into what we as humans are wanting. We are wanting to, with full trust in other people, overcome. Certainly there are other wants too. Every single human is very complicated, very unique. I love that about humanity. But a unifying experience is overcoming. And Dungeons & Dragons allows you to do that. And I'm ranting a little bit here because of how important it is to me. But it's so important to so many people. So many people care about this. So many people want that experience. I have never had a problem when I have offered to lead a game. I have never had a problem getting players. The problem I have had is getting too many players. And that is the case the world over. You cannot have enough people playing this game, in my opinion, because they need it. They need a safe place where society can't tell them, oh, your opinion is not correct or safe here. We need you to just do a job. And sometimes that's important. You need to go to your professional work and you need to show up and you need to do the job prescribed to you and you need to do it with a good attitude and all of these things. That's your responsibility in a society. But what's your responsibility in your free time? Is it to sit around and clean house and exist and die? Life's, you know, there's other things you can do. You can go to concerts. You can read books. These are all wonderful things. So why, with a game that takes so much time, often hours and hours every week, on top of time that you spend by yourself preparing, why do so many people, once they play, they can't stop coming back? Why? Could it be that this game changes people for the better? Well, people smarter than me have gone into the science of all this and have, you know, actually done real doctoral studies about how role-playing games help in therapies, behavioral situations, and how, you know, there's tons of studies that show that this is actually a supremely healthy game to play that helps you develop as a person and helps you problem solve and helps you with conflict resolution and all these things. But take out the science of it. I'm a witness to it, but so many are, right? It's almost easier to trust the numbers than a single voice, because a single voice is persuasive, sure, but you can dismiss it as an isolated experience, and it's not. One thing I love is when people besides young adults discover the joys of D&D. There's something really magical about watching a middle-aged adult. I have never played with a senior-aged adult, but I think it would be amazing. There's something magical about watching them rediscover or live in the world of imagination. Because people get so scared about that. They feel it's such a dangerous thing to live in their imagination. And it can be if you're not being careful, if you're not being wise, if you're not being... if you exist there and forget the real world. But if you allow your imagination to brighten and embolden your real life, that's it. That's the magic. It's when you, on a Saturday night, kill a dragon together and then ride that wave of confidence to hold your head just a little bit higher as you walk into your place of business on Monday morning. That's the magic. That's why people can't get enough of Dungeons & Dragons. And I am glad to be a small part of it. I hope to be a larger part of it one day with a larger audience where I get to share this more with Because really, you know, audiences are wonderful and they're good, and they're being famous is good or whatever. But using that platform to change people's lives for the better, that's something special. So I'll keep expressing myself and telling stories any way I can. And I know many, many other people who will do the same and will enrich my life in return. And it's really just a big honor to do that. So thanks for listening to my little rant. If you're interested in you know, people, my one person's opinion of Dungeons & Dragons and its benefits, well, that's mine. Happy to answer any questions, of course. You can, of course, reach out to me on Instagram at So You Want to Play D&D. Or if you know me personally, you can reach out as well. But yeah, magic is real. It's when you can show another person the power of their imagination, and honestly, through that, trick them into believing the truth about themselves, about how wonderful they are. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. I love you all so much, and yeah, get out there and have fun.